It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
Talk about the big game in the Premier League this weekend. And that has to be another London derby.
Yeah.
Chelsea versus Arsenal.
Yep.
Arsenal are coming off a Thursday night game. Chelsea played the night before, or two nights before that, actually.
Yep.
So Arsenal are about to discover what the Europa League bender is like.
Yep.
Thankfully, they're still in London.
Yeah, but one, Wenger rested all his top players for this game. So he already has lost that excuse. So I think this is going to be an interesting game because somehow, somewhere, Conte keeps inspiring Chelsea to put in performances. I thought
we've already seen that against Tottenham.
Yep, and that was a great performance, and Chelsea do look like a good team. I just like the fact that he plays his players to their strengths, and they seem to know what exactly they're doing, and he's brought in good players who are adding good value to the team. Arsenal are still in chaos. I still think they have not sorted any of the issues out, because more than the lack of purchases, it's about the morale in the team. Sanchez is not happy being there. Ozil is not happy being there. Ozil is not happy in the position he's playing. And I want to highlight this because Ozil seems to play really well for Germany, because he's played in the position that he's supposed to be playing in, and not in a deep lying role where he's supposed to go back and defend, because that's not who Ozil is. So to get him to do that, I think is Arsenal and Wenger's fault. So I really think Chelsea have got Arsenal at the right time, because confidence is low. And I'm not sure Arsenal are have the spunk in them to really go out and beat Chelsea at this point in time. And Chelsea are going to be aggressive, because that's the only way Conte knows. So I think my money would be on Chelsea. And unless Arsenal put out one of those once-in-a-year surprises for us. But my money is on Chelsea for this game.
And that would be massive for Chelsea, because the kind of bounce back they've had since their opening day loss to Burnley has been tremendous.
Yep.
A second big London derby win would probably again set them into that whole mix of big favourites.
So I think they've started off as defending champions. While that, now they've definitely made the opening game look like an aberration. They don't seem like they have a problem.
Even in the midweek Champions League game, they took care of business pretty easily.
I think it could have been very easy to get carried away, but the fact that they scored 6 goals showed them that, one, they were serious about what they were doing, and two, they did not rest once they started scoring goals as well. So that was a ruthless performance, which is what you want to see. Which the minute you see a team going out and scoring 6 goals is showing that they are not resting on laurels. And while some might say they showed off, but no, that was result.
Running up the scoreboard and things like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter the size of the team. If you've gone and scored 6 goals, you've done your job. So so Chelsea are coming in as favourites. I think Chelsea are coming in as favourites, and they're going to play like favourites. Eden Hazard is back as well. And so I think he's going to have a major role to play in this game as well. And let's see how Arsenal respond to this, because I don't think half the players for Arsenal want to be on the field for Arsenal at this point in time. So
it will be a very, very interesting weekend and a very, very interesting game. We will, of course, keep an eye on that and all the rest of the action. We'll come back with our usual Premier League episode midweek next week after the games are over. Of course, the Premier League begins tonight.
Yep.
Because we already have a game involving Brighton. So we'll bring you all of that.
Yep.
In the meantime, that's about all the time we have for this week. You can find us on @SenseSoccer on Twitter. You can visit our website, soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com. Find all the episodes there, or on Audio Boom on our channel.
Yep.
That is Soccer Sense. Otherwise, you can subscribe to us on any of the podcast platforms. That is Pocket Cast, Stitcher, iTunes, whatever it is that you use. Let us know how you're doing and send us comments, questions, whatever you would like to. That's about it. This week from me, Tariq. And Vishal.
Keep praying for United. Don't you dare stop.
They seem to be working.
Yep.
And pretty well. So that's all. See you guys next week.
See you guys.